This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The top UN official in Myanmar says its people have huge expectations from the United Nations and the international community following the February 1st coup. Acting humanitarian coordinator Andrew Kirkland says many are calling for sanctions and some are urging the UN to send peacekeepers to stop the killings of peaceful protesters seeking a return to democracy. Kirkwood said in a video briefing to UN reporters from Myanmar that what's really needed are collective member state actions in the Security Council. Getting the council approval for UN sanctions or peacekeepers is an uphill struggle. That's because it will require support or an abstention from China, a veto-wielding council member that calls itself a friend of Myanmar and has a policy of opposing sanctions. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials have concluded talks in the U.S. state of Alaska after a dramatic opening round laid bare the depth of tensions between the world's two largest economies at the outset of the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. had been clear-eyed coming in to the talks. The Chinese delegation did not speak to reporters after they exited. The run-up to the talks in Anchorage, Alaska, which followed visits by U.S. officials to allies Japan and South Korea, was marked by a flurry of moves by Washington that showed it was taking a tough stance, as well as by blunt talk from Beijing, warning the United States to discard illusions that it would compromise. U.S. health officials are relaxing social distancing recommendations for schools, now saying students can sit as close to 3 feet to each other in classrooms. That's down from 6 feet. This is VOA News. Countries across Europe are resuming vaccinations with the AstraZeneca shot as leaders seek to reassure their populations it is safe following brief suspensions that cast doubt on a vaccine that is critical to ending the coronavirus pandemic. France's prime minister rolled up his sleeve to get the shot on Friday, as did a handful of other senior politicians across the continent. Inoculation drives in Europe have repeatedly stumbled, and several countries are now imposing lockdowns as infections rise in many places. The suspensions came after reports of blood clots in some recipients of the vaccine. On Thursday, the European Medicines Agency said that the vaccine doesn't increase the overall incidence of blood clots. The Kremlin says that President Vladimir Putin's offer to speak by phone with U.S. President Joe Biden is intended to prevent bilateral ties from completely falling apart over the Americans' remark that the Russian leader was a killer. Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the Russian leader made it clear that it makes sense to just have a talk to maintain Russia-U.S. relations instead of trading barbs. Asked Friday if he'll take up Putin's offer, Biden said, "I'm sure we'll talk at some point." In an interview broadcast Wednesday, Biden replied, "I do." When asked if he thought Putin was a killer, Russia responded by recalling its ambassador in Washington for consultations. Democrats in the U.S. who long blistered at the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies are suddenly in a tough bind. The Biden administration is responding to a wave of children crossing the southern border into the U.S. with some of the very tactics that evoked moral outrage from Democrats when they were embraced by former President Donald Trump. That includes accommodating children in hastily improvised lockups. Democrats have little appetite to condemn President Biden in the same ways as Trump. Mr. Biden is pushing for a massive immigration overhaul and has spoken of compassion towards migrants. But in taking a softer stance, Democrats risk being branded by the GOP, meaning the Republicans, as hypocrites. Protesters against Brazil's president have defied police in the capital a day after the latest round of arrests of the leader's critics under a dictatorship-era national security law. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.